Hi, and welcome to another podcast from the Cloud Evangelist website. I'm joined this afternoon by John Benedict. And John is a bit of a hero in the KVM world in the respect that he comes from a Red Hat background. He's a guerrilla of the open source movement. And it's been a real challenge to start to think of the sort of questions that I can answer, I can try to ask him on a podcast. So without further ado, John, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Richard. I really appreciate you having me. It really is an honor to speak with you today. So as Richard mentioned, I work for NetApp in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina, and I'm a technical marketing engineer there with a sole focus on Red Hat technologies, KVM, Rev, and where those technologies intersect with NetApp.
Excellent. Well, as well as working on a lot of the Rev integration as well, you're also a director on the board of Overt. And Overt is one of these really cool technologies as a project, you know, very much formed to try and construct and deliver a community groundswell around the whole virtualization and trying to start thinking about how you manage virtualization better with provisioning and storage management and all the stuff that you take for granted that we should be able to do bigger and better and quicker, but to do it in a manner that's, you know, going to be applicable to the guys who are used to playing with other interfaces such as VMware or Hyper-V, right, and to make it more industry friendly and user friendly. So do you want to talk about that at all? Or
sure. So we can start with, you know, you mentioned provisioning and the cloning. That's really one of the big focuses that I've been working on in terms of the integration. So NetApp's involvement with Overt starts there with the cloning. So specifically offloading, you know, storage activities from the hypervisor to the storage array. So when you go to clone a virtual machine using native cloning tools, you have to make certain sacrifices. Mm-hmm. So if you want the cloning activity to occur, you know, fairly quickly, you create a thin clone, but you take a performance hit on the VM.
Right.
On the flip side, if you go with a thick clone, you save the performance on the VM, but the cloning operation itself might take 10 plus minutes, and that's hardly a formula for success. So in either case, that cloning operation is also going to take away CPU cycles, memory, and I/O away from the hypervisor's primary function, which is to service, support, and protect virtual machines.
Yeah.
So in contrast, offloading that cloning activity to the storage array means that you can spin up several thick clones in seconds, right? And at storage, your storage array maintains its girlish figure, and you also don't have to sacrifice cloning speed or storage efficiency. Nor do you have to take away resources from your existing VMs. So,
right.
But how are we looking at actually implementing that? So for starters, one of the core Overt committers, Vojtech, is currently developing a plugin framework,
right?
Specifically for Overt that will ultimately be included in Rev. And NetApp also has some developer resources that we're putting towards this. The idea being that this plugin framework will allow companies like NetApp to create plugins specifically for Overt and Rev. So whether that plugin is for monitoring or provisioning or cloning, we want to be able to put this work into Overt. I'm sorry, were you going to ask something?
I think what I'd like to try and get a spin on sometimes is when, you know, I sit and go to conferences a lot and people go, well, you've got Overt and you've got Rev. You seem to have like two complete sponsored infrastructures around virtualization at Red Hat. You seem to be spreading yourself thinly across lots of bases. And it's like, well, no, you need to understand that as much as Fedora is the upstream, which eventually puts all the goodness, you know, into RHEL, Overt provides this structured development methodology to provide an upstream birthing of code that eventually ends up in Rev. And we take that goodness and we make it into a polished supporting model. And one of the cool things that, you know, excited me earlier in the summer was all the work that you're doing around FlexCone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the speed increase that you could get from just purely from a you know, offload cloning perspective.
Right. So yeah, the session and demonstration that I gave during Red Hat Summit that you're mentioning, we showed in Rev how it actually did take about 12 minutes to clone a virtual machine using the native Rev cloning tools. Then we immediately followed that up with hacking the VDSM code in Overt and offloading that cloning activity to the storage array.
Yeah.
We had the same size clone back up and running in about 12 seconds.
Yeah, there were sharp intakes of breath in the room.
Right. And when you're looking at going from a more siloed approach to the data center to server virtualization, what you ultimately want to do is go from that server virtualization to automation and cloud. And that means cloning on or scaling on demand. So that difference between 12 minutes versus 12 seconds makes a huge difference when you're trying to scale on demand.
But if you're thinking about it, all you're essentially doing is you're creating that new VM, but you're playing around with the template. So you've got a template, but the VDSM mm-hmm. code is sending essentially a request to the NetApp controller instead of the local DD. Isn't that a better way? Am I understanding it correctly?
You are. As you just mentioned, the native cloning tool is literally doing a DD under the covers.
Yep.
Block for block copy. And on top of that, it's going from the hypervisor to the storage and back again several times. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, if we're offloading, and we're looking at a template that's already on the storage, we're manipulating it at that same level.
Right.
And just presenting it back again to the hypervisor, which is much, much faster.
And I mean, so the word on the street is potentially Red Hat are going to support it in Rev 3.2?
That's what we're shooting for. The plugin framework and the NetApp plugin, we're tentatively calling it the Virtual Storage Console. We are pushing for the work to be complete in time for Rev 3.2. So we're trying to get this done before the end of the summer, if not sooner.
And I'm going to be fending off people who want to start talking about their integrated applications within their data. I'm going to be fending them off with a sharp stick until such a time as we understand how to do that, correct?
Right.
Okay. That's the next challenge. Okay, cool. Well, the Overt project itself has gone through the 3.x releases, and that seems to have been very, very popular. There seems to be a lot of buzz about it. I mean, I think Overt's very cool because, as well as being, you know, a lot of the upstream stuff that ends up in Rev, it's a project in its own right that has a board of directors that only has a few Red Hat people on it. It's from across industry, from Cisco, HP, SUSE, etc. And I think that's hugely beneficial. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. So I do think it's huge. I think one of the things that people need to understand about Overt is, Overt itself, as you mentioned, has been through a couple of iterations just as a group. Red Hat and IBM put Overt together, but they wanted to expand it out in order to give it maximum exposure, maximum effectiveness. Better than that, Red Hat recognized that KVM was just bigger than RHEL or Fedora.
Yep.
And the upstream for Rev also needed to be bigger than just RHEL or Red Hat. And so that first Overt meeting during LinuxCon in Vancouver was really, really cool. Sitting down with representatives from IBM and HP, SUSE, Red Hat, Intel, NetApp, all in the
Cisco.
Same room.
You forgot Cisco.
And Cisco. Sorry. No slight intended.
No,
there.
No problem.
But all with the same level of excitement, right? Egos were checked at the door. Company differences were checked at the door. Everybody was there for Overt to make this a better a better product by way of community.
And you've been in the open source community and also, you know, a paid up member of the open source community from a commercial perspective when you worked at Red Hat, to understand the evolutionary change that this makes. I mean, this is previously unheard of. We've seen the elected OpenStack board, and we've seen how that essentially operates, and that's been hugely beneficial to the growth of OpenStack. Over, in its own way, is doing something slightly different. It's providing that management infrastructure at the hypervisor level. And I think that's been crucially important to the growth of Over. But, you know, as Over's gone through 3.0 and 3.1, I mean, I was playing with it a few weeks ago, just after the 3.1 release, and it's just so smooth now. It is just so smooth.
It is. And, it is.
But what about the sort of integration projects, things like Foreman and Puppet? I mean, what's the groundswell around that at the minute?
Well, Richard, that's actually something that that I can't really speak to a whole lot, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was just interesting from my perspective about provisioning, really, from, you know, the sort of going from blank to having an overt provision machine. So I'll take that offline and we'll do that sometime else. So coming up with Overt, what's next?
Obviously, 3.1 just came out, and no sooner did 3.1 come out than they said, okay, time to plan the next release.
It's always fun. You get the rolling of the eyes and it's, yeah.
But wait, we just did that. No, we didn't. We just released it. Now we have to release it again. So the next big push, honestly, is going to be that plugin framework.
Right.
That we talked about earlier. Because that's really, in my eyes, that paves the way for the integration, right? Integration paves the way to automation.
Yeah.
And to me, that automation is what's going to make Overt and Rev and KVM that much more compelling.
Yeah, great.
And I think I want so badly for Overt and KVM to succeed. And that's my main interest in being on the Overt board, is trying to make sure that integration happens in a way that helps broaden the appeal of Overt and KVM.
And you're off to LinuxCon on Monday?
Yes.
So there's going to be plenty of Red Hat folk there and plenty of people from across the open source community. I got a free ticket for LinuxCon this year, but I couldn't go, so they've given me a free ticket for LinuxCon Europe, where you will be there, so we can sit down over a beer. So that'll be good. I've really enjoyed having you on the show. Thank you very much for taking the time out to talk about Overt with such passion. I'm very grateful for all the effort that NetApp puts in from an open source perspective. I mean, any employer who understands the nature of the beast when allowing their employees to contribute back to the open source community and also to projects such as Overt and upstream work with Rev, they're worth their weight in gold, and jobs like this just don't happen every day. So you've got an amazing employer. John, it's been a pleasure.
I think so too.
Thanks very much.
Thank
for taking
you very
the time.
Much, Richard.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
That's great.
Bye-bye.